the program. And the program is Free Talk Live. You are allowed to call in and take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Dale is joining us from anarchyinyourhead.com. Our number again, 800-259-9231. And Dale, you brought something in to share tonight about women. And, of course, we don't actually have a woman sitting in on the show tonight, which would make this a little bit more interesting. But, nonetheless, I still think it should be maybe a little eye-opener.
Well, maybe some women would like to call in when they hear some of this. So this is a myth about women.
That would be lovely. I would love to have some of our lady listeners comment here on this at 800-259-9231. So it's the six things?
Six things everyone knows about women that aren't true.
Let's have it.
So we previously pointed out how some crude, absurd gender stereotypes are in fact proven true by science. But in the interest of not letting 60s sitcoms have the last word on the differences between men and women, we should point out how many things everyone knows about women just plain aren't true, according to science. Like, number six, women aren't as aggressive.
Hmm.
Remember that nursery rhyme about what little girls and little boys are made of? Boys are made of errant amphibians, mollusks, and puppy parts, while girls are made of sugar and spice and all this nice. It'd be adorable if it didn't also sum up gender expectations for the rest of your life. You know, this is interesting because I recently heard Stéphane Molyneux interview a woman who wrote a book about this. I can't remember the woman's name, unfortunately, but she wrote a book about how much we train boys and girls to be boys and girls.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And it's innate. We don't even realize we're doing it, but if you study it objectively, it becomes very obvious.
So, sure, boys like blue, mm-hmm. girls like pink.
Well, I think that when you're dealing with baby situations, a lot of times you're dealing with people can't tell the gender of the child. If you dress your child in green, it makes it difficult.
What should it matter, though?
Well,
and that's kind of the point.
Oh, what a cute little baby.
So?
Well, you know, people naturally want to be able to identify the gender of the child, people that don't know yep. the child, and it's the pink and the blue is a way to identify for people. This is how you can identify what the gender of a child is.
You realize you're putting a whole lot of emphasis on gender as being this crucially important thing. And if it's not as innate as people think it is, which seems to be increasingly more and more evidence that there's not nearly as much innate gender differences. I'm not saying there aren't any, mm-hmm. but it's like nowhere near what people think it is, and that so much of it is implanted into them. How much are you forcing an identity on your child that's not the real them? I mean, how much are you letting them grow into who they are motivated internally to be and choosing to be versus what is just pressure expectations on them to be a certain thing.
You know, I'm not really looking to turn my child into some kind of gender equality activist. I'm really just trying to think that's something else altogether.
I'm not talking about that. But
you're not.
You know, we're sort of done.
No, I think this is a worthy conversation. I don't think that's what Dale's suggesting. He's just. I think the suggestion is that by steeping a boy in all these traditionally boy things. That you might not be allowing him to grow in the way that he might otherwise if he weren't being directed in a certain way.
Creative whatever that your child might have that won't be discovered, that might be stifled because they're being pushed in a certain direction or whatever versus what they, you know, what they're naturally passionate about.
Who knows what they'll discover by being pushed in that direction?
Well, but being pushed somewhere versus going where your natural inclinations take you is that, you know, if you have, I think a lot of what makes you really good at something, if you look at someone who's really good at playing an instrument or maybe math or a certain field of study or whatever, they're good at it because they're passionate about it and they can focus on that subject really, really well and not get bored because they enjoy it and they can absorb it and then get better and better at it. So a natural passion, fostering someone's natural passion, I think there's something about libertarianism that goes beyond the political non-aggression principle and all that, but there's a side of it, almost a spiritual side of it, which is allowing people to be themselves, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's something to that when you talk about gender stereotypes and what we expect of people, so, you know. So when we grow up, women are more likely to be penalized for displaying too much aggression, while men are rewarded for the exact same behavior. Now, they have a picture of a hockey game, and it says sometimes with millions of dollars. So when actually women might be the more aggressive of the genders. researchers found that when you, and everyone knows that everything in crack is factual, right? There's no disputing anything in crack.
I love crack.
It amuses me, you know, if nothing else.
If it's on the internet, it must be true. Especially if it's on crack. So anyway, researchers found that when you de-individuate a person, or place the person in a situation where he or she doesn't have an individual identity.
So like shaving their head, putting them in a uniform. The same.
Exactly. Aggressive attitudes are amplified. This makes sense. It's probably why Marines are required to wear the same uniform, and hipsters are such wusses. Well, they tested this in the lab by having men and women play an interactive video game that required killing other players by dropping bombs on them. They found that under normal circumstances, men dropped far more bombs than women. But in the de-individuated groups, women out-attacked the men every time.
So what does
an average of about five more bombs dropped per session.
So what does this individuated group mean? Does that mean
just
that the
folks wearing what they would normally wear or
I think
being
it's
there?
Where you have an individual identity in
so
the game. Maybe
they made it like an avatar for you that looks like you.
It didn't go into details. I'm assuming
Wait a minute, something like that, though. I thought they actually made the human beings look like the actual people that were participating in the study. Like they shaped their heads and they made them...
Well, they say they tested this in a lab by having men and women play an interactive video game that required killing other players by dropping bombs on them. They found that under normal circumstances, men drop more bombs than women, but in de-individuated groups, women out-attack the men every time.
Yeah, I don't think that has to do with the character in the game. I
it
think
might.
It has to do
I don't know
with,
for sure, though. I don't know if they were even in the same room, or maybe they were in the same room and and they were all in uniforms, or I don't know.
I think it has more to do with the icon.
It could be they mixed up the men and women and made it, you know, could maybe they mixed up the men and women, but the games were keeping up with who was dropping the most bombs and so forth.
Very interested to know more about that. That's fascinating, though.
Putting people, particularly women, in a situation where they are anonymous and don't have to conform to societal expectations is very powerful psychologically. And by very powerful, we mean it turns them into an unfeeling murder machine. I found like three grammar mistakes in this thing and have corrected them as I'm reading.
Thank you for that. I appreciate it.
You know, crack should hire me to find this stuff. I don't know.
You know, my wife...
I'm doing it on the fly, so...
Yeah. When we're watching movies and things like that, television, you know, we'll rent series and stuff from the rental store. We don't actually have TV coming to the house. But, you know, and when we're watching, often her solution to these problems will be, kill him! Kill him! God, he's going to get back up. Kill him. And, you know, I'm like, geez,
it's
lady.
Funny because, you know, I think it's part of the results of my going to Quaker meetings every week and focusing on that on a regular basis every week. I look at everything differently. I watch so many shows and movies and everything, and I'm just watching the decisions they make and going, ah, what? How can you react that way? That's totally not appropriate.
It must. I'll bet you there aren't a lot of Quaker fiction writers, and the reason is because violence is it's an incredibly powerful storytelling tool.
Absolutely requires conflict. No, it doesn't have to be violent
in
conflict.
Yeah.
And so that makes for an interesting challenge. But definitely a story has to have conflict. If you're writing fiction. Something has. It can be two people having a relationship arguments or whatever, you know, issues with their relationship, but there has to be conflict. There has to be something that needs to get resolved by the end, or maybe not resolved, you know, but whatever. It needs to be, you need to go through it feeling like this might get resolved or something's going to happen and, you know. So,
according to Johnson, he's refusing to call in to get into detail about this, but he says he's read more about the particular study you were discussing earlier, and that I guess in the match where they were de-individuated, it was simply that they did not identify the gender of the players in that.
So they just put a helmet on the assault trooper that was, you know, in the video
Interesting.
Game.
So then the women could impersonate men in the game. We could pretend to be a man. And
well, I don't know that they necessarily would. I mean, you know, if you put a helmet on an assault trooper, you could probably hide a man in there, a woman in there, pretty easily.
Yeah. Well, and it's video games. So.
We'll get to some more of the differences, the
coming
six.
Up is horniness.
Okay, we'll definitely get to that. The six things that people think they know about women that are not necessarily true. And according to science, at least according to crack.com.
Right.
800-259-9231. It always has sounded believable to me. I like their stuff.
Yeah.
More coming up. You take control. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. Especially want to hear from the ladies out there tonight. It's Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Do you have a product or service that you can sell to a national audience? Free Talk Live is a nationally syndicated talk show on more than 80 talk radio stations from Alaska to Florida. We've been named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 list. That's the 100 most important radio talk shows in the nation twice. And the number one political podcast on podcastawards.com 4 out of the last 5 years. You can have access to our 80-plus stations and our large and loyal podcast audience for as little as $500 a month. Contact me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms,
and not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Never clean or maintain your old-fashioned gutters again. Now there's Rain Handler. How'd you like to never have to climb a shaky ladder to dig out leaves from your gutters ever again? You need Rain Handler, the patented modern gutter that eliminates gutter cleaning forever. Rain Handler converts the runoff from your roof to gentle raindrops and spreads them away from your home, eliminating ground erosion. Rain Handler is made of self-cleaning aluminum louvers that allow leaves and debris to blow away. And Rain Handler cannot cause ice dams. Each Rain Handler section is guaranteed against winter damage and comes with a 25-year warranty and a full 1-year money-back satisfaction guarantee. Go to GetRainHandler.com to see this amazing system in action, or call 800-942-3004. All radio listeners receive a 10% discount at GetRainHandler.com. That's GetRainHandler.com. Call 800-942-3004 or visit GetRainHandler.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features you'll find on our website. We've got stuff like our webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact. You've got the chat room built into the same page as the webcam. and it's all for free. So head on over to cam.freetalklive.com and enjoy that. That's cam.freetalklive.com. From creating new and old media to political action to civil disobedience and market-based activism, you'll find more pro-liberty activism than you may have ever imagined possible when you move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Learn more at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. Just today, one of our friends, Lauren Canario, one of my heroes, has gone off to jail again, and was for the trespassive 12 event where Dale and myself and another 10 folks, including Lauren, were arrested out of the jail for the horrific crime of walking around the jail and waving at the inmates. That was what we were arrested for, even though we'd done it many a time in the past at the old jail.
Even though there were no signs saying specifically you can go here but not over here or anything like that.
We were all
nothing
convicted.
Saying you couldn't go around the building.
Yep, all of us were convicted after a trial in which the judge, the man in the robe, admitted that he could not actually find us guilty of the misdemeanor charge because it couldn't be proven that we were actually adequately communicated to that we needed to leave.
Which is what the trespassing signs say.
Right.
No trespassing. If you're asked to leave, and you don't leave, you can be charged with trespassing. So he agreed that it was not proven beyond reasonable doubt, and then made us guilty of a lesser charge anyway.
Yeah, found us guilty of trespassing as a violation-level charge, which requires that you have to know you're not supposed to be somewhere. And when we tried to bring up in court, one of the points I tried to make was...
You didn't even get to argue that. You weren't charged with that.
I wasn't allowed
and
to bring up that defense.
And then at the end of it, at sentencing, essentially, he finds you guilty of something that you weren't on trial for.
Right. The thing we were charged with very specifically went into detail saying you were asked to leave and you didn't.
Right,
that was the charge. And we were not even given an opportunity to argue whether or not we knew we were supposed to be there or not.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's the whole thing is a scam, is a sham. And
railroading.
Right. Dale and I are
all
trying.
All four of us were in trial together. Our trials were merged.
I'm not sure if that hurt us or helped us.
Without your consent.
Well, there's times when I felt like it impeded my trial. Yeah. I think everyone had to decide for themselves. And I think in some cases, for instance, Lauren had a point to make in her case, for instance, and she started to say, could you show the video at so-and-so point while a certain witness was up? And I remember thinking, I want to ask him some questions before any more video is shown, because I don't want to jog his memory. I want to back him into a corner and show that he didn't really know when he gave the commands and things, and they were sitting there jogging his memory with the memory with the video. But Lauren got to make her questions before me, and so I felt that hurt my case. But I didn't, you know, and...
So anyway, we were all convicted, and Lauren was one of two who did not decide to appeal. Dale, you and I are going through this appeals process, which I don't really have much faith in, but at the very least will put me out from having to go to jail for another 4 weeks.
It gives a little more time, and we can at least make the case and make our arguments public at least. Yeah. And then look, they decline these arguments, which are very good arguments, and it will be very public. So I think that's good.
Lauren decided to go to jail, though. She decided she was just going to go for the 12 days, and we went and saw her off today.
And I don't blame her for not wanting to play their game.
Oh, I don't either.
12 days is a heck of a lot less than 26 or something that you're looking at?
Yeah. Well, because I said the words, when the judge asked me, can you pay this fine, I said, I don't pay fines to criminal organizations, and that's when the fine doubled from $500 to $1,000.
Don't be honest in the courtroom.
Yeah.
Don't be honest there. apparently, that's the message. The message is you can't, you know, you shouldn't speak your mind honestly. When that is absolutely your honest feeling.
Yeah, you shall not.
I know
that's
my motivation for not paying it. I feel I'm supporting violence, which I cannot in good conscience do.
Yeah. You shan't hurt the feelings of the so-called impartial man in the black robe, right? So Lauren went to jail today. She's now, right now, as we speak.
I've already sent her a postcard.
Which you can do, too.
You guys should be bombarding her with postcards in supportive mail.
Mail to jail.com.
Mail to jail.com.
Is she up there right now? Is she on the list of activists there?
She is. They were putting the address in the last... The address wasn't quite up yet, but it should be very soon.
Probably be there shortly. So she'll be in there for almost 2 weeks. And one of the things... I'm kind of expounding on the whole Free State Project. One of the things that is really great about being up here is if you do get into some sort of issue with the state, maybe you're not maybe you're not inclined to doing civil disobedience, but sometimes the state comes after you even when you weren't expecting it, and maybe at that point you'll decide to non-cooperate, not go along with the things that they're demanding. People will support you. If you want people to come out to a court trial, they're going to come out. We had that courtroom almost full of people. I mean, there were a good 25 people in that that courtroom, maybe more than that. I didn't really count. There were a lot of folks. You look back when they said, all rise, and the only people standing in the court were the bureaucrats that were sitting in the back.
Yeah, pretty much.
It was just about the scene. And so the support is, it's unfathomable. I mean, if you've been involved in the liberty movement where you are, I was from Florida, nothing like this happened down there. I could never have imagined any of the folks in the Libertarian Party in Sarasota, Florida, coming out to support me in court or doing anything, you know, to see me off to jail.
I can't imagine getting, you know, going to court in Sarasota,
right.
Florida.
I remember my local Libertarian meetup in L.A., a very highly populated, a thickly populated area, mm-hmm. as you probably all know. And I went to a meetup. Two other middle-aged guys showed up.
Two.
Mm-hmm.
In L.A.
From this little crappy diner in L.A. And yeah. That was it. I didn't, you know.
And they all want to just talk.
I didn't hear anything else.
And they don't want to do anything. So my point was, we went to see our friend Lauren off today. She had her last meal, and we went out for that. And you know, I gave her a hug as she was, you know, heading out. And I, like I said, she's one of my heroes. So and it was good. It was a good time.
She was my inspiration for actually getting my butt up out of my old home and getting it up to New Hampshire. Yeah. I had been contemplating the Free State Project, but it was a video of Lauren's that really inspired me and got a fire under my butt to actually make the move.
I said, I've got to be there nearby where that lady is. And that's she was one of the main inspirations for me to move to the Keene area, as a matter of fact. And she's awesome. Oh, and the thing that was funny.
Russell was a big inspiration for me as well. Yeah. But I remember a specific video of Lauren's that really did it for me.
She's a really courageous lady. The thing that was, I wanted to mention was really funny. Like, her and Jim were talking, her husband Jim were talking about how, well, it's October, so it's time for Lauren to go to jail. Because apparently, every October for the last 5 years, she's gone to jail for something. weird. I mean, that's, how bizarre is that?
She's missing these nice fall colors. Yeah, that's a shame.
Yeah, well, it's really been an amazing.
They got a good view from the jail.
Some of the windows do.
Depends. You might be in one of those alcoves.
Yeah, if you're
really
in an alcove, you'll look out at another.
That's
window.
One of the things that we were upset. He was upset about. Because I testified, and I'm not going to lie on the stand.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie anywhere if I can at all help it. And I testified. Yeah, I went in the. He asked me, "Did you go in the alcoves?" And yeah, I went in the alcoves. So that's where Russell was actually. His mm-hmm. room was facing into an alcove.
That's why we were.
And
we wanted
him to see us, and we wanted to boost his morale. So a whole bunch of us went into an alcove and waved at him.
There was no
big
wave.
Deal.
There was no prevention.
Yeah, I mean, there were no signs saying we couldn't do it. And right. We went to alcoves at other jails. I mean, it's just. You know,
I marched around the Manchester jail with you guys. I mean, you know,
it wasn't illegal, and it wasn't clearly marked as saying you shouldn't. And so
they don't want us
there.
To come out to the
big
jail
deal.
Again, so they targeted us, and they're going to try to punish us. And maybe they've won. Maybe
and
they
I think Burke knows I've done cartoons making fun of him, and I've encouraged people to go outside his house and have candlelight vigils and so.
Maybe
forth.
So. 800-259-9231. All right, we're going to get back to the things about women that you thought were true but aren't here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Listen up, friends. This is Alex Jones with key information. The mainstream media is now admitting that we're going into a depression. Don't be dependent on the government for you and your family. You need to get your own supply of high-quality storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. They're the best company out there. the longest continually operating, with a ton of great food to choose from. It's all fresh and made on a monthly basis, not some old cruddy food they're selling you like some of the other guys. Try their new evacuation pack, a 2-week supply of delicious, easy-to-fix food. It comes with all the equipment you need to prepare it, with open talk of a strike on Iran the next 3 months, the crisis in the Gulf, and possible evacuations. Get yourself and your family ready today. The place to go is eFoodsDirect.com. Go to their website online right now, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or call 800-409-5633. Again, on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or give them a call at 800-409-5633.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Question: what would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. They're totally free. Features there include, by the way, archives that go all the way back to late 2006. You can get the last week's worth on the front page of the site. And then when you click into the archive section, you'll go back to late 06, all free for you and courtesy of HostGator.
HostGator.freetalklive.com. That's the portal that we've created so that you can get your first month completely free of the stellar web hosting that HostGator provides. They're a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy, incredibly easy, for you to get your own .com domain name. You can create your very own site with their free site builder tools and templates. There are thousands of templates. And it's whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, you can let the experts at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com host you. Go through that portal, get your first month free at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com.
By the way, another quick activist update. Our friend Sovereign Curtis and occasional co-host on the show has been his charge of a felony distribution of marijuana has been reduced to a misdemeanor. So that's good news. He's no longer facing 17 years in prison for passing a joint. At a public event, that's what he was arrested for, passing a joint, and he's now facing up to 12 months in prison instead. So still not good, but better news in that particular case, and he's still going
to
try
maximum sentence. I think hopefully it's fairly likely that it will not be any be that ridiculous.
I will. I would hope not as well. He's not going to plea bargain.
These are Nashua.
In fact, when he refused to take the plea bargain, that's when they reduced the charge. They offered him a plea deal on the felony. He refused to take it, and then they dropped it from a felony to a misdemeanor. So,
interesting.
Yeah.
Well, what does that tell people?
Don't take the plea bargain.
No, don't ever. What it tells people when negotiating, don't take the first offer ever. Now, you know, you can negotiate for lots
and
of different reasons. For
Mark's a salesman, so
negotiate lots of different ways for lots of different things. But when dealing with a person that you do not care how they feel with you, feel about you after you are done, and you need to divorce yourself of the feelings, as oftentimes when you're negotiating, don't take the first offer, for God's sake. I mean, that's not negotiation. That's laying down.
So, back to crack.com and the six things you thought you knew about women that are not true. And number five is...
Number five, women aren't as horny as men.
Totally not true.
Not true?
Apparently not. When it comes to the topic of sex drive, everyone knows the stereotypes.
Men are having sex with someone, so...
Well, good point. Men are shameless swine who will nail anything with a pulse. And women are only interesting in lovemaking that satisfies them on an emotional level.
Yeah.
Think back on your adolescence and it seems self-evident, doesn't it? Boys are so sex-driven that they literally have to hide their protruding penises with baggy pants and trapper keepers. Girls rarely have that problem. I like how they say rarely. And as adults, we all know that it's mostly men, not women, populating the porn viewing public. The Kinsey Institute even says so. Obviously, men are much more interested in sex. Case closed. When actually... Women are probably just as horny as men. They just don't want you to know it. A recent study, they've got a great picture here. It says the fan and demure smile look is just a more elegant hard-on poking through the jeans. A recent study asked a large group of test subjects about their sexual behavior but put some clever controls in place. One group of respondents gave their answers while connected to a polygraph machine, and a second group was put in with a researcher and told that their answers would be monitored. The control group was told their answers would remain completely anonymous. It turns out that when women were faced with the chance of someone seeing their answers, the group with the researcher in the room, they all suddenly became contestants in a Miss Chastity pageant, reporting only half the number of sexual partners that the group connected to the lie detector claimed. But the women connected to the polygraph actually reported more sexual partners than the men in the same control group. It says that experts interpreted this as women feeling pressure to adhere to sexual expectations.
Societal kind of expectations.
Yep. Again, that indicate they should be more relationship-oriented and should avoid being seen as promiscuous. Just like with the bombing experiment, take away what society expects of us in our true colors show.
Very interesting.
Yes. On a related note, number four is only men like porn. This is kind of interesting, too. Now, this is my understanding, too. I've widely, long believed this to be the case, that there's no market, really, for
very small market. Yeah,
very small market.
It's always been presented.
It's been growing lately.
The question is, what are they willing to pay for it, is really what it comes down to. Because I believe that women will watch porn if the opportunity presents itself, but I think that they're less likely to pay the exorbitant sums that guys will. I
don't pay much. I won't pay for porn.
Today... How was life at the time when VHS tapes were coming out?
I was always getting the $10 deals.
Same here. That's where I was at.
I didn't buy the $60 tapes.
But they were out there.
The ones with it, you know.
But they were selling those $50, $60 VHS tapes.
Someone was buying them.
I remember,
off the truck.
I remember seeing this one video, and it has some really kinky, crazy, fun stuff in it. With like
the kind of thing you'd like to see?
Some uncle and his nephew. Like some uncle like taking advantage of his nephew. It was so kinky and fun. And I remember that was like an $80 or $90 video that was like really popular for years and years. And I was like, I really want to see that video again. I saw it at a friend's house or something.
Did you find
when
it
he
online?
Was house sitting. And no, I went for years. I didn't see that video. I was not going to pay whatever.
I bet it's
70,
online now.
80,
if you know what
90
called.
Bucks. What?
If you know what it's called, you can probably find it online.
Oh, I eventually found it much later. But no, I was not going to pay whatever.
So,
not going to do it.
But, yeah, I mean, normally, I think the typical impression of women is that they don't need porn, is that it's all fantasy-based for them, so it's not necessarily...
Well, they're not as visual as men, right? They're visually stimulated
so
as men.
So I heard.
Well, that may be wrong.
Hmm. Well,
the pimps,
all these things are going to be bell curves, right? Yeah. So you're going to, I think that.
Well, but a lot of it too is how much of it is just the understanding or the image perpetuated,
sure.
The belief.
But reality is reality. Yeah. So, I mean, if the girl's not going to have sex with you because, even if she wants to, because societal standards say that she shouldn't, she's still not having sex with you. I mean,
right.
that's
I think this is largely talking about how much of our beliefs about men and women are actually innate and mm-hmm. how much of them are they're from societal pressure.
Sure.
There's a lot of that. And some of it is what's really the way people really are versus what they reveal and what they show to the public. So it says the pimps who make up the advertising world have known for decades that the best way to catch a man's eye and money is with copious amounts of TNA. Men will line up to buy a large caliber gunshot to the face as long as there's a scantily clad woman in a submissive pose somewhere telling them how awesome it's going to be. But what about women? It's been widely believed that the fairer sex isn't affected by erotic imagery to the same degree that men are, and not just in advertising, but in movies, magazines, or any other forms in which it might appear. Which is why you don't see half-naked beefcake flanking bottles of hair conditioner. When actually, according to this study, and they're linking it, I can't obviously link it, women's brains react just as quickly to erotic images as men's do, and in fact, the reaction may even be stronger. They even use different circuits to process them as opposed to the pathways that are reserved for everyday images. Using EEG electrodes to monitor brain activity, researchers showed a group of female subjects pictures that ranged from pleasant to disturbing. Everything was cool until they got to photos that showed couples engaged in sexual and sensual poses. Erotic images elicited neurons to fire at 160 milliseconds, which was 20% faster than even the quickest reactions to the non-erotic pictures, even if those pictures depicted immediate danger like a snarling animal. If you've heard that stuff about how erotica turns women on only if there's some kind of deep backstory or emotional connection to what's going on, keep this in mind. 160 milliseconds means the women's brains were lighting up in response to the naked people well before they even consciously registered what they were seeing.
Whoa.
Way before the thinking part of their brains could warm up, they already had an immediate knee-jerk animal response that screamed, "Look, a boner!"
So I wonder how much of this, is availability too. I can look at a naked woman and the chances of me being able to have sex with her are minimal. Whereas, for an attractive woman, she can have sex with any guy she wants, pretty much.
If
I've used this example many times and it holds a lot of water. If, some attractive woman and myself go down the street knocking on five doors,
yeah.
And each of us asking to have sex with the person who answers,
she's going
to
get it.
She's
first.
Going to be she's going to be within a house within five doors, and I'm going to be in jail within five
mm-hmm.
doors. And, so I wonder how much of it is availability and what does that play into?
I don't know, but we got three more to go, right?
Yep.
All right, let's see how many we can get in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live. Coming up here at 800-259-9231, three more of the things you thought were true about women. Maybe not so much. This is Free Talk Live.
Okay, here's the long and the short of it. If you name the worst politicians in America today, Nancy Pelosi is going to be on your top 10 list. She's awful, and she's powerful. There is a principled anti-war Republican running against her, however, and his name is John Dennis. He's already beaten the establishment Republican in the primary, but he's going to need all of the financing he can get to bring down the political juggernaut that is Nancy Pelosi. He can do it, but only with your help. I've donated to John Dennis's campaign, and I would like to encourage you to also. Now is the time. Nancy Pelosi is politically vulnerable, and it's unlikely that we're going to get another candidate like John Dennis. He's the only type of Republican that can win in San Francisco. In my opinion, he is as, if not more, principled than Ron Paul. Go to johndennis2010.com and donate today. johndennis2010.com. He is Hope for America.
This ad paid for by John Dennis for Congress 2010. johndennis2010.com.
I'm John Dennis, and I approve this ad.
It's the end of summer blowout sale at HerbalHealer.com.
Now take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on colloidal silver.
500 parts per million, pharmaceutical grade.
All sizes from 2 ounces to a gallon on sale.
It's simply the best colloidal silver available.
And CoQ10 100 milligrams with hawthorn.
An exceptional supplement for heart and arterial health.
Is only $19.
Plus, get the number one arthritis supplement, glucosamine chondroitin.
60 caps for only $12.
Where?
HerbalHealer.com.
Super Femplex and Super Maleplex, both great formulas for reproductive totification, are on sale now, 90 tabs, only $15. Need a safe and mild colon detoxifier? Herbal Healer Academy's Colon Enhancer Large 250-capsule bottle is now only $18. There's so much more at herbalhealer.com, but not much time. The end of summer blowout sale ends October 13th. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the summer specials now at herbalhealer.com.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Off-the-grid remedies can still be grown in your own backyard. Tap into powerful off-the-grid healthcare using all-natural, time-tested herbal medications that you grow yourself with the new Survival Herb Bank. Take the first preventative step against the coming socialized medical shortages with SurvivalHerbBank.com. Traditional herbal remedies have been used effectively for centuries, but the big pharmaceutical and big government cartel can't patent their natural healing powers. That's why they are trying to ban them. The Survival Herb Bank contains 20 powerful herbs, all with proven track records. Records as off-the-grid remedies. And here's the best part. When you grow your own herbal medicines, potencies go through the roof. Learn more at SurvivalHerbBank.com. Plus, get the ebook, How to Grow Your Own Herbs for Survival Remedies, a $39 value free with every Survival Herb Bank order. Now at less than half price while supplies last at SurvivalHerbBank.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. SurvivalHerbBank.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and up time maybe for your call to make it now at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. You can join us online, and if you want to support the show, go to promote.freetalklive.com. You'll get a list of things you can do to help get Free Talk Live on more stations and bring more internet listeners to the show. Promote.freetalklive.com. Dale is sharing with us from crack.com the 6 things that you thought were true about women that may not be, according to science at least. And let's go with number 3.
Yes, number 3. It's interesting they put this as above the other stuff because I find it less interesting. But only women suffer from media perpetuated body issues.
Only That's women suffer. From, oh, okay.
Yes. Women have been complaining forever about the impossibility of living up to female body image that is presented in media.
But take a look at all the action figures out there that little boys play with. Oh, I mean, these guys, I mean, their heads are the size of their fists. And hold your fist up to your head right now, guys, and see what the size difference is.
Wouldn't it be cool to have hands the size of your head?
I
always thought it'd be really cool to have like giant forearms and hands in proportion to my body.
It's okay, Popeye. Go on.
It'd be so cool. Anyway, no, I saw like there was an MTV Movie Awards or whatever where Sean William Scott was like the superhero with gigantic forearms and hands, and I thought it was so cool. Anyway,
so this is more like a myth about men, kind of.
Yes. Well, yeah, I guess. Yeah. Well, you know, it's sneaky to say only women suffer from media perpetuated body issues. Yeah. So they're sneaking the men one in there.
Let's move to number 2.
Okay. So, all right. So, anyway, that's not the case.
There's in the bodybuilding circles, there's this phenomenon called bigorexia. You can never be big enough.
I knew someone like that. That he would be like, you know.
Never satisfied. Gigantic.
He would see someone in the gym who said, like, I saw this. I'll be working out so hard, and then I'll see someone who's bigger than me. I'm like,
there's always going to be someone who's bigger than you, or smaller, or whatever whatever fill in the blank adjective or description that you're looking for. Someone smarter, someone wiser, always. Anyway,
number two,
on.
Women aren't as good at math. This stereotype isn't as in your face as the others on the list, but it's there. If you look around at the people who hold most of the science, technology, and engineering jobs in the world today, you'll quickly be tempted to ask, hey, where are all the chicks? Anyone who's ever spent time around a college math lab, a corporate IT department, or an engineering firm will notice a preponderance of dudes with skinny arms, ironic t-shirts, and Tron collectibles, and very few women. This shortage of women in science and technology fields has given birth to the idea that maybe women just aren't as talented or as interested in those areas as men. Or more specifically, that they aren't as good at math, which is kind of the underpinning of the whole shebang. If you're not good at math, you're going to make a crappy scientist, right? And if women aren't well represented in the sciences, doesn't it follow that they're just not as skilled at mathematics?
Or maybe it's just that society certain just kind of, I guess, pushes them into certain roles and pushes them away from that. What do they
say? Well, it says, actually, Janet Hyde from the University of Wisconsin-Madison compiled math test scores and SAT results for more than 7 million students and found absolutely no difference in scores between males and females. So if girls have a, I'm sure, of course, on average, so if girls have a mathematical aptitude equal to that of their testicled counterparts at the end of the high school, why aren't they moving forward into scientific careers in greater numbers? Well, the answer is nobody really knows. But right now, most researchers are leaning toward causes with social and environmental origins.
That's what I'd say.
Yeah, it's looking more and more the case that there's an awful lot of societal pressures on gender stereotypes and gender roles. One recent study found that teachers in grade school can impart their own anxieties about math to their female students, engendering a belief that boys will always be better at math than girls. Another potential environmental explanation is social identity threat. This is a phenomenon in which knowledge of a stereotype actually makes you fail, thereby validating the stereotype. It's like a catch-22, but with breasts.
So, self-perpetuating? No, there's a psychological term that is escaping me right now where
self-fulfilling prophecy?
Self-fulfilling prophecy, yeah.
So, in either case, the next time you're trying to impress some girl with your knowledge of isotopes and quadratic equations, just remember that there's an even chance that she's actually better at that crap than you are.
Mm-hmm.
Calculate that, Poindexter.
Oh, gosh.
So, and the number one myth about women is that most victims of domestic violence are women.
Yeah, that's a big one. We've talked about this,
by the way. I've not read this article. Sometimes I read the articles ahead of time. I have not in this one, so I'm reading it. I'm learning it as
this is a shocker.
As the audience is.
This one is a shocker, I think, for a lot of people.
I think so, too, yeah. I've heard statistically speaking, and this might get me in trouble, but this is what I understand statistically, and I'd love to hear debunking or studies about it. But the highest incidence of domestic violence happened in lesbian relationships.
Wow, I have not heard that one. It's very interesting.
It says, making jokes about domestic violence is about as awesome as making jokes about genocide.
You know, I wonder, I want to hop
but
in on this.
But it's cracked, so they're going to. Yeah. You know they are.
Women and violence thing. You know, as a boy, you were given the rules on, you know, using force against girls.
You don't hit a girl.
Right. And so the prohibitions were set out early on and often. Whereas girls, I don't think, get the prohibitions nearly as often. You get in a passionate situation like you might in a, domestic argument. Then
so you're saying the social conditioning is working in kind of the reverse?
Well, they don't have the social conditioning in the same way, maybe.
I imagine a guy's not going to report it. He's just going to endure it. Like, I'm a guy. I can take it. You know, she's hitting me, but, you know,
that's
I'm
true.
A guy. So
that's absolutely the case, and I'm sure they're going to tell you that here in a moment. We've talked about this issue in the past, and it's that, yeah, the guys don't want to call the police and be seen as the wussy guy that is, you know, complaining that his girlfriend's beating on him.
Yeah, so... So we'll skip the hilarity and go straight to the stereotype about spouse abuse. If you're talking about one person beating up another in the home, you're probably talking about the man beating up the woman. That's why everyone believes that BS statistic about spousal abuse skyrocketing on Super Bowl Sunday. Men are bigger, women are weaker. Men are more aggressive, more violent, more prone to jealousy, and women are their usual victims. When actually, women are more likely to abuse, stalk, and attack their partners than men are. and there are literally hundreds of scientific studies with sample sizes in the thousands to back up this assertion. In the world of gender research, domestic violence is a subject that has been studied over and over again. The evidence is clear. When couples resort to physical violence, more often than not, it's the woman who attacks the man first. Hmm. And I think that's it's probably what you're saying. You know, men are trained never ever hit a woman, and women aren't told that about men. And men are probably, don't complain, and you can't defend yourself too, right? If it's a woman's attacking mm-hmm. you, so.
Well, I think that once there's also the sort of the thing in society where if somebody does hit you, then those prohibitions are torn down. And so, look, hey, if you're going to use violence on me, lady, I'm going to show you that it's a bad idea to use violence on me, and I'm going to show you why it is. And I can see why a guy might do that. And then once he's gone past that point, it's easier to go past it again. So that's just what you're saying, is if there's a domestic dispute, more than likely it was a woman who started it. And I would not doubt that.
And who goes to jail if the cops get called out?
Well, I think that it's to some extent you're talking about the bringing a knife to the gunfight kind of thing. So if somebody pulls out a knife on you, you pull out a gun and shoot them. Have you reused a commensurate amount of force to deal with the situation? And it's the same thing with violence in a domestic situation. If a woman hits you. It hits me. She's not going to be able to hurt me in the same way that I'm.
And so,
if she hits you with something, it's still a different story.
But
if I hit her with something, then it's still not the commensurate amount of force.
Consider this write up from a study by Strauss and Ramirez. When only one partner was violent, it was twice as likely to be the female than the male. Moreover, in terms of severe aggression, females were twice as likely to be violent than men. Holy crap, ladies, time to chill the F out. If you're wondering why you've never heard these stats before, there's the obvious fact that men are bigger. I'm really good at self-filtering. Have you noticed that? There's the obvious fact that men are bigger and therefore more likely to hurt women and deserve to get raped in prison. But it's probably also because men are less likely to report physical attacks to the authorities than women are. And for some reason, men are really, really less likely to report having a foot broken off in their ass by a 110-pound woman. It's the same old story. The stereotype persists because we're ashamed that we don't conform to it.
Mm.
Whew, that's depressing. How about before we end the article and we all go crazy in the comments, we join together and look at this adorable little kitty who broke his little leg. Oh.
What's this now? You're looking at what?
It's a little kitty picture. You have to look at the article.
Tossed in a picture.
If you're on a kitty with a broken leg. Because they knew this was going to be a controversial article full of like raging, flaming commentary. So
good stuff. Thanks for sharing that tonight here, Dale. Certainly appreciate it. And no ladies to call in.
Well, now the article's over, and what are they going to do? We'll call in the last 5 minutes and say, we don't hit people. I don't do it.
Right. Well, they could just call in and say, it's true. It's all true.
It's all true except the math. Women really are horrible at math. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. Well, we are just about out of time for tonight, but the fun doesn't stop here. We've got tomorrow night the live Saturday edition of the program. Be sure you join us for that. There's going to be some good news out of Canada we might open the show out with, but then again, you never know what's going to happen on Saturday nights because we've got a whole bunch more radio affiliates. But the news out of Canada, prostitution now legal.
Oh, I'm moving to Canada.
Oh,
yeah. And get a job up there. No.
3 hours north.
And then, of course, the Sunday edition. So we got Free Talk Live for you all weekend long. Don't forget to tune in, and we will talk to you then, 7 to 10 Eastern Time at freetalklive.com. Oh, and don't forget Dale's website, anarchyinyourhead.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials, the nutritionally complete drink with 25 essential vitamins and minerals and probiotics to help support your child's healthy growth. Visit us at kidessentials.com. Calling certain foods bad or good doesn't go very far in helping kids understand about balanced diets. Discuss the powers of foods. Carrots are good for your eyes. Fish keeps your heart strong. And how they work together to help kids grow and they'll remember it even better. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.